play-by-play.
Feel the action at home or away.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Good evening, and we have another great night for football. This one coming to you from Kennesaw, and has some playoff implications, as they all do here in the last go-round of the regular season. I can't believe I'm saying that, 2010. Of course, people are jockeying for home field position in the first round of the playoffs, which is next week. Kennesaw is 6-1. Axtell is 4-3. Kennesaw lost to but one team, and that was Overton, and a lot of people did that this year. The Axtell Wildcats lost to Arapahoe, and they also lost to Overton and Alma. So that's their 4-3 record. Kennesaw, again, is 6-1. It's D1 eight-man football tonight, so we're dealing with the 80-yard field. But no less excitement, and got a nice turnout here.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, if this game has a playoff feel to it, it's for real, because this is for the district championship tonight, because despite the fact that Axtell has four losses, none of those were district losses. So they've run the gamut in their own district, and so has Kennesaw. So this is for the district championship right here tonight, and they are both these squads are fired up and ready to go. Those losses from Axtell, don't let them fool you. They played some solid ball clubs to get here. So this is going to be a tough road for Kennesaw here tonight.
Kennesaw has outscored their opponents 312-186. Axtell 191-165. And that pretty much kind of indicates the way the records are. But you can throw them all out tonight, because they got a jockey for position, and see if they can come up with some home field advantages for next week's round one of the state high school football playoffs. And Kelly, we're just, well, you know, Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, and we're in Lincoln doing somebody for the state championship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
things accelerate and go right quite rapidly right now. The only thing that surprises me out the pretty nice weather is that we're just recovering the state cross country tournament all year long, and you could have 80 degrees on one side of that baby and 80 degrees on the other, and usually the state cross country meet is about 60 degrees and just blustery and all that.
Yeah, miserable.
They had a pretty good day today to run, and congratulations to the area state champions.
Yeah, good turnout, good matches today. But we've been very blessed with the football weather this year.
I'll say, I don't know, we had no delays.
No delays.
So tonight it's really, this is possibly, with the exception, if you want to get picky, with the exception of a pretty stiff breeze out of the south on this east-west field, outside of that, this is maybe the best night for everybody out in their uniforms and equipment, things like that, for really a pretty comfortable night, even for the players.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, let's take a break here. When we come back around the corner, Rob had the opportunity to talk to both coaches for Kennesaw and for Axtell. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The Embrasure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to your New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osmond with you, joining us now. First-year head coach for the Axtell Wildcats, Brian Becker. Thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
You're welcome.
I got to tell you, you look at the record for the Wildcats to start off, 4-3. Sounds kind of bad, but when you look at the teams that you guys have played against this year, you're playing some pretty solid ball clubs here, so you can't be too terribly disappointed in your first year with your schedule so far.
No, we're not. We knew coming in that it wasn't going to be easy. We're replacing a lot of starters from last year. Got a new group of kids coming in, and then really having a tough first four games. There's some quality opponents in there. and we were just hoping we would have gotten a few more wins in there than we did. But as the season progressed, we've really started to gel together and playing much better football.
Well, you know, you're looking at your roster and you or your schedule rather, and you start off playing a Arapaho team that's 4-4. And was that a case of just some new players trying to fill different positions or trying to adjust to you as the new coach and the new programs?
Yeah, it was. You know, we were trying to find ourselves, and Arapaho was established in what they were doing, and so they executed probably better than we did. We also, you know, we gave up a punt return for a touchdown, and then we fumbled, gave them a short field. So they had two, like, quick scores, just like lightning. And then with our inexperience, we didn't really respond very well to that.
And so that
was kind of an early hole that we put ourselves in.
Exactly. You made a good rebound, but you know, you struggled against an 8-0 Overton team. You struggled against a 7-1 Alma team on the road. So you can kind of understand that. But you throw those games out of there, and Axtell is right where they have been in years past, a very solid ball club with a very tough defense. And you seem to have picked that right up and moved it ahead a little bit, because now here we are battling for the district championship tonight against the tough Kennesaw team.
Right, and you know, that's been a mainstay here is defense, and these kids are kind of wired that way, that defense is real important to them, and they understand that if you can stop the other team, then you just have to do so much to win the game.
Yeah, exactly. Takes the pressure off the offense, but I must say, you have a pretty solid offense, too. You have a junior quarterback in Brandon Benson, but when you've got a running back, the likes of Heath Anderberry, who's ran for over 1,000 yards again this year, that's some pretty quality players behind you.
Yeah, and we think we do have a good core of players on offense. And you mentioned Brandon and Heath, and they're both just very good runners with the football. And I think if you asked either of them, they would give a lot of credit to the five guys up front, too, which is appropriate. But, you know, both of them run so hard with the ball. We just try to open a small hole for them to get through and get them some yardage.
Well, it certainly worked well for you this year. But now, again, like we mentioned, you're going against this tough Blue Devil team that's 6-1 for the district championship. Have you guys been doing anything different this week to get ready for this Kennesaw team?
No, we really haven't. We've just been trying to keep things the same and prepare the way we always do. We had to do some things as far as matching what they're going to do, because they have a quarterback, a sophomore quarterback, that he's really fast in the open field. He makes quick juke moves. They want to put the ball in his hands a lot. And we had to take our defense and talk about those things and where we wanted to be and how not to let him get outside and to corral him as much as possible. And, you know, and he throws the ball awful well, and so we have to cover on the backside, too.
You know, that being the question, your guys' defense is, you know, pretty solid already and has already done some fantastic things this year. Do you have to make adjustments for a game like this that's every bit the playoff game and not so much just the end of the regular season?
Yeah, it's, you know, we had to make adjustments because of the things that they do and do well. And so we adjusted some things with the kids, and they understand what the critical things are that Kennesaw likes to do. So we're aware of formation packages and player packages, so we know what to expect from them.
Well, give me an idea, Coach, on who's going to have to step up big, and what do you have to do against Kennesaw tonight?
Our game plan, you know, defensively is to minimize big plays for them. We don't want to give up long passes. You know, we don't want to give up long runs. Let's make them grind it out, because I think they might get a little impatient, and hopefully we can get some turnovers from that. Offensively, we're going to have to control the line of scrimmage. We are a run-oriented football team, and we need to establish that very quickly, that we're going to be able to block, and we're going to make holes, and we're going to run downhill on them.
Sounds like a pretty solid game plan, Coach. How do you expect this game to unfold tonight? How do you foresee it?
I tell you, this is going to be a tough game, and it can go either way very quickly. Both teams are very explosive. I think it's going to come down to the end. It very well could just be real close, whoever's got the ball last.
All right, Coach. Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck, and thanks for spending a little time with us before this big game.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you, Rob.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll jog over to the other side of the field and speak with Kennesaw's head coach. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck whippets from Korb Walker Mowers.
We don't have it in Hastings anymore, but don't be sad, you can still get it in Kennesaw. Godfather's Pizza, that is, at Godfather's Express. For a pizza you can't refuse, call Godfather's Express in Kennesaw, 402-752-3628. Godfather's Express is open from 3 to 9 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 3 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Jackie and Renee thank their customers and wish the Kennesaw and all the area athletes and teams good luck and successful seasons. Godfather's Express, 304 North Smith in Kennesaw.
Buy two, get two free right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Quiet Riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to your New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osman with you. Joining us now is the head coach for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Coach Craig Schnitzler. Thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
Well, thank you. Appreciate all the coverage you guys do.
Not a problem. Coach, I got to tell you, looking at the schedule, quite the contrast from last year where you wrapped up the season with five losses. This year you have the opportunity to wrap up your season with five wins, and you're doing it against pretty big teams. What's been the big change for the Blue Devils?
Well, I think just the off-season commitment that the older kids made. Our seniors have been great leaders for us, and we're just, you know, we had a lot of young kids that played last year, and they're getting better every game, and just the continuity of this whole team has been really good.
Give me an idea, Coach, on who's perhaps surprised you or who's really stepped up to the challenge this year that helps you get all these wins this year.
I think our front five have been really big keys this year, starting with the new center and Skylar Langenberg, and we got two new guards in Justin Burr and Mason Stoker, and then we've moved to lineman Kogan Thompson, who has really come on from last year at tight end, and then we got a returning tight end in Cade Clark, and those five, along with Dalton Bender, who shares time at the guard spots, have really been key for us this year. They've done a great job of blocking. And then other than Tyler at quarterback, we have a new fullback in Austin Schroeder and then a new I-back in Gavin Robinson, and they've done a great job. And I think overall we've just we're more balanced than we were a year ago, and that's made it a lot more difficult for our opponents to just load up and stop a run as in the past.
Well, I tell you, Coach, you've been able to put together a very solid offense, a very solid defense that's kept you in games and been able to put away a lot of teams. But you've also won a few close ones as well. Where do you see the strength of this team then?
I think just their will and their drive to want to be successful. They know that they have the confidence now that even in a close game, we can still move the football. We can put points on the board. And I think with that confidence, you know, each and every game they feed off of that, and they're really excited for tonight's ball game.
Well, I tell you, Coach, you've got a lot of players that have made a name for themselves and have done very well to stand out with the Blue Devils. But what I see this year is a whole team effort, offense, defense, special teams. There's a real team effort there. Well, now you're coming against tonight this team from Axtell that always puts, you know, a tough team on the field. Have you guys been doing anything different to prepare for the Wildcats?
Well, we haven't done a whole lot different. You know, they pose some great threats in their quarterback and their I-back. Are great athletes. They got good speed. But we've seen that before, and we're going to see a lot of similarities offensively from what we saw against versus Palmer and also versus Shelton. We see a lot of their offense in Axtell. And so we feel that we're well prepared, and we feel that we can make some big plays.
Well, and I tell you, because Axtell always puts out what I see as a very solid defense. They've come together to win their last three games and are looking pretty tough in district as well. So putting the 6-1 record on the line, it's a pretty tough order against the Wildcats. You mentioned the strength of your line, but what do you really have to do in this game to come out on top?
Well, we have to contain their quarterback and their eye back. Not letting them get to the corners and just keeping them inside. And I feel we've got to win the battle on the special teams, and that should be a good one. And they got a great kicker. We've got great kickers. We've got excellent return people, and so do they. So, you know, we've got to try to win the battle there. And then I think we've got to get some turnovers and limit our turnovers.
Well, and again, Coach, wrapping up the season against Axtell, that's a tough way to wrap up the season, but does it in some way help you prepare for the playoffs? I'm trying not to put the cart in front of the horse, but it's a hard way to end the season.
It is. You know, it really is. It's good that it's for a district title. Our focus has been there, and I'm sure theirs is too. They've got a ton of tradition football-wise, and those kids know how to win. Regardless of their record, and they are playing better football than they had early in the season. So, you know, we just told our kids, you know, we have another game after this, and we're not going to put everything, you know, the season isn't over, win or lose tonight. And so we just want to come out and play the best ball that we can play and see what the outcome is.
Does playing at home give you guys just that little bit of edge that perhaps you may need?
I think so. It's always good to play at home. I believe there should be a great crowd there tonight and an exciting atmosphere and for these kids. And, you know, they just got to take it all in and have some fun playing the game of football.
Well, Coach, you're no stranger to this position, and you have a lot of senior leadership on this Blue Devil squad out here. What kind of game do you see, and how are you going to be able to use these veterans to perhaps influence this game?
Well, I think it's going to come down to I think it's going to be a close game. It came down to the fourth quarter. And we just, you know, our seniors have just got to keep this team together and continue to battle. We're going to get, you know, they're going to score. They're that good. And we know that. And we just got to stay focused on the things that we do well and put it all together tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck and appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us.
All right, thank you, Rob.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have kickoff and starting lineups on your New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The Edwardshire product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest Seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Breeze 94.5.
Back again on the New Tech Breeze. Try that again. Back again on the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's better when you allow the words to come out one at a time instead of side by each.
Well, you just wash your tongue and you can't do a thing with it.
Craig Eckert along with Rob Osmond. Rob did that fine job with the coaches' interviews and I didn't sense any problem with either one of the coaches in terms of what the records were coming in here. They both got a job to do to get a win tonight and to get in good position for next week's first round of the playoffs, a district championship at stake here.
Well, and the good thing is that everybody's healthy. Both squads, and I guess it's because the weather has been so nice, both squads were able to avoid any illnesses or any major injuries and that kind of thing to get here. So we're going to be looking at two full-strength squads on the same field going at it.
Got one score in already. Grand Island was defeated by Lincoln Southeast 21-20. The Islanders went for two for the win, didn't make it, and fell to Southeast earlier, just a game that completed just a little bit ago.
21-20, right? Yeah.
Kearney High and Lincoln North Star on Classic Hits 98.9 getting underway just about now. Adams Central is at Lexington on KHAS 1230 a.m. And on 1550 a.m., ESPN 1550, Hastings High is at Northwest High School. And, of course, we don't have football on 1460 tonight. We've got a Major League playoff action, so we've got four broadcast teams up. But we still have
had a few yesterday
show
too,
on Classic Hits 98.9 about 9:30 tonight as well. So, yeah, we had a couple of ball games last night. Had Kearney Catholic defeating Blue Hill. The Bobcats go down to defeat at home, two in a row there, which is not something that happens often to Blue Hill. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with the starting lineups of tonight's ball game between Axtell and Kennesaw right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Okay. It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? The Kroll Agency Incorporated.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here's your starting lineups on the New Tech pregame show on 94.5 FM for the Axtell Wildcats, 4-3 on the air. Bryce Runge, one of the ends, he's 6'2", 220, and a senior. Cameron Yonkin, cornerback, defensive specialist, 5'8" tall, 120-pound senior. Treble Popolis, the fullback, 5'8", 148, and a senior. Jordan Miller, linebacker, 5'10", 160, and a sophomore. Brandon Benson, 5'11", 160, and a junior. Halfback is a good one, is Heath Anderberry, over 1,000 yards already this year, 5'8", 160, and a senior. The center is Keenan Dobish, 5'9", 230, and a junior. Nate Nickel is the one guard at 183, and a senior, 6 feet tall. Eric Lundeen is the left guard, 6'3", 225, and a senior. And Dylan Thompson, the split end, is 6'2", 160, and a senior. Axtell coached by Brian Becker to a 4-3 record so far this year. 6-1 are the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Gavin Robinson is the running back, defensive back. He's a junior, 150 pounds. Tyler Schnitzler, quarterback, sophomore, 165 pounds. Kate Clark, the veteran tight end, is a senior. He's 200 pounds. Austin Schroeder, the fullback, senior, 160. Kogan Thompson on the line as a junior, 190. Skylar Langenberg, senior, is senior at 210. The other guard, Justin Burr, is junior at 280. Mason Stocker is the other offensive lineman, senior, 200 pounds. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the kickoff of tonight's ball game right after this timeout on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Aquasure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And the breeze is coming out of the south at about 4 miles per hour, if you believe the official readings. It looks a little bit stiffer than that, but about 64 degrees here at kickoff as the officials huddle up out at midfield. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Talk to Jason or Stark. Try that again. Is it going to be one of those nights? It is going to be. Talk to the New Tech Seed, folks. And we're about ready to start with tonight's ball game.
Looks like Kennesaw's set to receive, and Axtell has assumed the kicking position.
So we're going to assume that Axtell won the toss and is deferred until we see differently. I didn't see them actually do the kick. They're going to do the kicking off, and it'll be Bryce Runge kicking off, standing back at just inside the 5-yard line.
It looks like Nick Burns,
safety man for Kennesaw. Runge gives it a ride, and going deep into the end zone, striping. Tyler Schnitzler goes back and has to take the touchback, and so it'll be first and 10 at the 15-yard line for the Kennesaw Blue Devils as they get first possession here in tonight's ball game.
We're going to get a good look at this Axtell defense. Boy, they have been tough these last few games. They've won three in a row. Of course, you look at Kennesaw. They've won their last five in a row. Four in a row, actually. This would be their fifth.
And we lost Overton. A lot of people did that. Under center with an eye formation, Schnitzler hands off to the tailback. That's Robinson, and he carries a few people out across the 20-yard line for a pickup of about 5 yards. 5 yards to go now with a second down coming.
Straight up the middle, good conservative way to start. Coach Craig Schnitzler has been doing this for 10 years now, so he's got the system down, and he's got some players. He's got a solid ball club, and this offense can get off to a quick start here.
Robinson again dots the I. Gavin Robinson, the junior, 150-pounder, and he gets the carry again straight up the middle. Should be enough for the first down, and Kennesaw will move the chains here in their first possession of the night.
Yeah, I tell you, Gavin Robinson is just one of those slick guys. He just put his head down, made a nice little tuck move, and just shot forward and did well to get those 5 yards on two consecutive runs for Kennesaw.
Schnitzler, the sophomore, has worked out of the under center position. Robinson carried both times. He'll take it again on a pitch to the right side. Gets a little more traffic there. Falls forward, though, after making it around the corner for a yard or two. It'll be second down coming up at about 7 yards to go for Kennesaw.
Yeah, Brandon Benson, the quarterback, made a nice little move from that outside position. Was able to keep Robinson from going too far across the sideline, couldn't get the break.
Just underway, 10:49 to go here in the first period. And again, Schnitzler comes up under center. Robinson is the I back. Austin Schroeder, the fullback. And again, they give it to Schnitzler on the right side and got very little there.
Maybe picked up a yard. Good pursuit from that Axtell defense.
29-yard line. And so it'll bring up third down and about 6 yards to go with the clock ticking at 10:20. No score here. Kennesaw 6-1 coming into this one. Axtell 4-3. District championship at stake. We are just underway. Last game of the regular season. Schroeder in the backfield. Standing with the quarterback, Schnitzler goes to the shotgun now, keeps it himself. Quarterback draw, falls forward for a yard or two, brings up fourth at about 5 yards to go.
Back
still starting to flex that defensive muscle a little bit, got a little bit of penetration. Schnitzler tried to sneak through and almost broke an arm tackle, but Axtell so quick on the pursuit, and it brings up our first fourth down.
And Schnitzler will do the kicking duties, standing just inside the 15-yard line for Axtell. The return man is Popple, and it's a high kick. He comes up, has to go inside the five. Ball goes loose. He's got a ball on it inside the 2-yard line. Not a good move by Popple there. He tried to bring it down, but he raised his hands and tried to catch it over his head. That's never a good thing in football.
No, especially when you're returning a punt that deep inside that 5-yard line. That's a cardinal rule. You just let it go into the end zone.
So 9:24 to go, deep in their own end zone. Axtell will take over. Deep in their own territory, starting at their own 2-yard line. Shotgun formation, Axtell. Quarterback keeper goes to the right side. He's got a little running room. Stutter steps out to about the 5-yard line. The quarterback is Brandon Benson, 5'11", 160-pound junior. And he got about 5 yards, a little breathing room on that one. Second down coming with 5 yards to go. First possession for Axtell tonight. Comes into Kennesaw at 4-3. On a great night for football.
Oh, you gotta love it.
They spread men both ways. I'll check that. One wide out goes out to the right side. And Benson gets the shotgun snap, hands it off for a short little kick to Anderberry, and Anderberry doesn't get anything as he's actually pulled down for about a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, I've got a flag on the play, but I tell you, Kennesaw was so quick. That front four came through that line so fast and had Anderberry all wrapped up. We'll see what the call is.
Holding penalty against Axtell, so that's going to go
half the distance and back him up.
Decline.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
smart.
Kennesaw will take the down and distance off of that loss by Anderberry.
They probably got more off the sack behind the line anyway.
Third down coming, about 8 yards to go. Clock at 8:26, and it's rolling. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island. Benson under center, this time hands off. And the tailback gets a little bit of yardage out to close to the 10-yard line. Breathing room for the putter is all it is, however, is Axtell will have to give the ball up. And their putter, I'm guessing this is Popple, is going to be kicking from his end zone.
Punter's actually Miller, Jordan Miller.
Jordan Miller, okay.
Should be doing the punting duty for Axtell. He was booming some in pregame. Not too much of a breeze.
He'll stand about 3 yards deep in the end zone. Woodman is back in single safety for Kennesaw. High kick, and at the 35-yard line, he comes back the other way. Woodman down to the 30-yard line and inside at about the 25-yard line. And so Kennesaw will take it at the 25-yard line of Axtell.
That's a battle of field position.
Field.
Right there, exactly. The battle of field position is going to give Kennesaw a big favor. You may have questioned why they would punt when it was 4th-and-2, but they won that field possession battle, and here they are now knocking on the door.
Really kind of outkicked his coverage there. They're going to spot the ball not at the 25, but actually out at about the 30-yard line, so they must have stepped out. Before then, I formation. Schnitzler is under center again. Gavin, they fake the handoff. Now they fire it down. Downfield, and it is Paige Clark calling it in for the touchdown.
31-yard touchdown strike.
Schnitzler to Kate Clark.
Good play action, nice pass.
Good read. You know, Kennesaw is so dangerous on the air. They're a very multi, they're a pretty well-balanced team. The numbers may not exactly support that, but that was just a good read and a good play.
Schnitzler goes under center for the two-point attempt. The handoff goes to Robinson. He'll pull his way into the end zone. Good enough for two, and it's 8-0 Kennesaw. So with 7:33 to go in the first period of play, it is Kennesaw top, 8-0 over Axtell. Back in a half minute with a kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back again. Kennesaw has just scored on a pass from Schnitzler to Kate Clark. And out to an early 8-0 lead with a PAT good on the dive by Robinson. And now teeing the ball up again is, looks like Schnitzler's going to key it up. And inside the 15, inside the 5-yard line, Jochen and Popple. And goes into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. 15-yard line start for Axtell.
All right, now it's important for Axtell to try to get some footing behind them, get some offensive, and at least make some positive yards. They got to get that first down to try to keep those chains moving.
First down and 10 at the 15-yard line for Axtell. They had bad field position on the punt in their first possession, and now with just a little bit better, they've got breathing room at the 15-yard line. Quarterback takes it from under center, goes over to his left side. That's Benson battling out for about 5 or 6 yards.
Did a good carry getting around that left side of the offensive line, and that pursuit from that Kennesaw defense was right there to keep that from going any further, but still 6 yards for the quarterback.
Clock at 7:15 and running here in the first period of play. 8-0 is joining us. Kennesaw just scored 31-yard pass play from Schnitzler to Kate Clark, the veteran tight end. He's been, we've been calling his name for a lot of years here, actually. Good player. Shotgun formation now. Benson in the gun. High snap. And that kind of messes up the handoff. He'll get buried at about the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third down and 4 yards to go. High snap there for Axtell. And the quarterback was going to hand it off. I think he was going to hand it off to Anderberry. And Anderberry just has not had any momentum coming out of the backfield tonight. He got caught for a loss in that last series as well. And as you said, Rob, in the early going, he's got 1,000-plus yards already this year, so he's not used to going in reverse.
Front four firing on all cylinders for Kennesaw.
Benson shotgun. It'll be an option. Right side. Pitches to Anderberry. Got the first down. Got up to the 35-yard line. And we'll see where they spot it. It won't be quite the 35, but Anderberry that time had the momentum turned on the Jets, turned the corner, and got the first down for the Axtell Wildcat.
That's our first look at how much speed he has. He is
really
so
does.
Quick.
He's a streak over there.
From 0 to 5 yards, he was so fast. But I'll tell you, Benson did a great job of selling that pitch because he drew that defensive guy in, pitched it at the last second, and that gave Anderberry that step that he needed.
Good defensive pursuit there by Kennesaw, but too little too late and a first down for Axtell now as they set up housekeeping just inside the 35 at about the 32-yard line. And now we've got a whistle on the field and a substitute coming in. Schnitzler comes in and Zane Woodman comes out for Kennesaw in the defensive backfield. Clock frozen at 6:11, and now they're going to wind it. There might be a helmet issue there.
Yeah.
Anderberry goes in motion to the right side, and we got flags. And it looks like it might be a delay or...
I think we have some movement on the right side of that Axtell, our offense, rather, yes.
So Axtell got themselves out of some field position issues, and now they have a down and distance issue at first down and 15 yards to go.
You know, we made a lot about Axtell's defense, but Kennesaw's defense is very equal to the challenge tonight as well, and they're showing it right now.
Benson, the quarterback in the gun. He's got Anderberry back with him. Anderberry goes in motion to the right side. High snap again, back to pass. Flings it downfield. He's got a man, and it is complete at the 25-yard line. That was Bryce Runge, the end. doing a fly route, and he pulled it down. He had to backpedal a little bit, a little under his throw, but he pulled it in. It's a first down and 10 to go. Ball spotted just outside the 25-yard line of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. So Axtell showing a little bit of life here in their second possession of this ball game.
They don't do a lot.
Still out front 8-6.
They don't do a lot of passing, but when they do, they make yards.
He flung it. Benson in the gun again. Anterbury stands with him, one wide out. They go option, and this time the fullback, Anterbury in this case, keeps it and plows ahead for about 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah, he just motored his way through. His legs were pumping, and he actually picked up a good 7 yards on this
really
play.
Did. Second down coming with a stout 3 or 4. Clock at 5:34, first period. Kennesaw out front 8-0. Axtell, after the bad field position, their first drive, and not great the second drive, now showing a little bit of life in this one. Second down play, and the quarterback is snowed in the backfield.
Yeah, Benson just made a cardinal.
I think that was
cardinal
Burr in there, if I'm not mistaken. Justin Burr.
Good penetration, yeah, from that.
Or Colton Long, they said. Colton Long on the defensive stop there. But it'll lose a yard or two, and it brings up the third down and 5 that
Benson was going to his right and saw that that road was blocked, and he did a complete 180 and turned around right into the hands of Kennesaw.
They sent a wide out to the right side. That's Cameron Yawkin. Shotgun. Pitch. Left side. Anterbury's got the corner, and does he have the first down? Tightrope's down inside the 15-yard line. We'll see where they mark.
Yeah, they're going to call him back inside the 20. He only picked up a couple on that. They didn't quite get the corner.
There's a penalty marker down. Axtell with a hold, and
it's
so we'll
back
see
anyway.
What they do with that. I think they'll probably figure out what the down and distance will turn out to be. As it turns out, I don't know that he got that much forward progress. He had the corner, but not a whole lot more.
They only gave him a gain of about 2, but they're going to march this one back.
Craig Schnitzler says let's give some insurance here to the defense, and it comes up to third down and about 14 yards to go. 4:37 as the clock stops. They wind it now on that penalty by Axtell, which has shot itself in the collective foot 3 times on this drive for penalty.
And twice they've been able to move the chain, so we'll see if they can continue that streak now.
Yawkin goes wide to the right side. Benson is the shotgun quarterback. Anterbury right by his side. Fake it to him on the zone read. Fires down. He's got a man open, and he overthrows him.
Flag comes down.
Jordan Miller was out at about the 10 or 15-yard line there, and the ball went over his head, but there is a penalty marker down in the defensive backfield.
This could be a pass interference. Even though it was a Kennesaw player that fell, there was some contact. Yeah, they're going to mark this off. This is going to be pass interference on Kennesaw, so this is a good opportunity for Axtell. I don't think it's going to be enough for the first down, though.
It's a long mark, and it's going to be doggone close. Yeah, they're going to move the chain, so it's going to be first down and 10 just outside, about a football length outside the 15-yard line, as Axtell has taken the ball from their 15 now and brought it down to Kennesaw's 15. This time Benson goes under center. He's got an eye formation. Anterbury dots the eye, gets the give and go, and he's inside the 5-yard line, follows his way down to, or rather inside the 10, down to about the 9-yard line.
What a great power run. He didn't do a lot of juking there, but the just straightforward running, protecting the ball and just picking up the yards and keep inching Axtell closer and closer and closer.
All right, after that first down, that brings up a second down at about 3. So a nice run there by Anterbury out of the tailback position. Popple is the up man under center. Benson hands again to Anterbury. Dances, but he's going to be tackled there by Colton Long again before Kennesaw. And it'll bring up third down and a manageable yard short, 2 yards to go for Axtell. You got to think this is four down territory for the Wildcats as the clock ticks to 3:15 to go in the first. Kennesaw, a 31-yard pass play from quarterback Schnitzler to the tight end Clark on top 8-0. Axtell knocking at the door. Anterbury dots the eye. Quarterback draw, keeper, and he goes into the end zone. Benson with the score for Axtell, and it's 8-6.
6 yard scamper. All he wanted to do was get the yard and a half to get the first down, but he found himself in open territory and just kept charging and plowing. Next thing you know, he's in the end zone. 6 points on the board for Axtell.
Well, it was automatic, and I think he stood up and he saw, like you said, clear distance ahead, and he took the opportunity. So that 6 yard run with 2:57 to go in the first.
Axtell's going for the kick here. They want that 1 point.
And it's a sidewinder, and it's wide to the right.
May have been partially blocked.
The point after is no good. And the score at the end of 2:57 to go in the first period. It is Kennesaw still leading Axtell 8-6 back in a half minute with the Kennesaw offense on the breeze, 94.5 FM.
For peace of mind for you and family members, call Jackson Wilson Funeral Home in Kennesaw, 402-752-3398. They care at Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, and they'll take care of all your funeral needs and answer all your questions. Prearrangement is also available. Serving Kennesaw and South Central Nebraska, the Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, 209 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Jackson Wilson Funeral Home proudly supports and wishes good luck and good sportsmanship to all the Kennesaw athletes, coaches, and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got a couple scores to pass your way. If we could, Adams Central 14-0 over Lexington in the middle of the first. Hastings High 7, Grand Island Northwest 7. That's late in the first quarter. Silver Lakes up 14-0 over Lawrence Nelson. That's also in the first quarter. Disler back in the return position. As Axtell gives it a ride, it goes into the end zone again, and for the second time, it goes in for a touchback, and Kennesaw will take it out to their 15-yard line. That was a 50-yard drive, excuse me. That was a 65-yard drive, starting at the 15-yard line for Axtell.
A little tougher when you're doing math on an 80-yard field than a 100.
Well, it is. You know what threw me off was that point after, because I went back to thinking, oh, wait a minute, that was a field goal attempt. It was a point after attempt. 8-6, Kennesaw has the lead, though, after their pass for the touchdown and 2 points. Schnitzler under center. Robinson, the eye back, gets the feed, and he's got some running room, and he's got a first down, and he stumbles forward out to the 30-yard line. He could have had more, but he was leaning forward a little bit too far, and gravity didn't sink.
Yeah, I tell you, he shakes that last little tap on the ankle, and he is gone. He had a great hole to bust through. That front line just opened up a big hole, and he just took advantage of it and scampers ahead for 15.
Well, we've got two punts and two touchdowns. The difference is the point after conversion, the two-point conversion by Kennesaw. They hand again to Robinson, and he gets another nice carry out to close to the 40-yard line, excuse me, close to the 35-yard line. They'll put him about the 34. Second down and a strong 6 yards to go coming. Clock ticking down at 2.5. Schnitzler comes to the near sideline to talk to his father, Craig Schnitzler, the coach, and brings the play back in, relays it to his fellow Blue Devils, and now they break the huddle. He comes under center with Robinson, the tailback. Takes the pitch, left side, cut back, and he got a little bit of running room there. About 2 or 3 yards. We'll see how far they move it. I don't think he got the spot that I thought he had initially.
No.
So he gets just beyond the 35. So it'll be third down and about 4 yards to go now for the Blue Devils. Kennesaw comes into this thing 6-1, Axtell 4-3, district championship at stake. Playoffs begin next week.
Class A battle here, Lincoln North Star 12, Kearney nothing. That's in the first quarter. That's kind of a
1 month
bit of
from
a
today. We've got state champions done already.
Yeah, that's incredible.
1 month from
this
today.
Quickly.
Shotgun. Schnitzler takes the snap, back to pass, scrambles around, being pressured, now comes to his left. The Axtell Wildcats try to contain, and finally one man comes up to make the stop, and that was Anderberry. And it'll be third down and fourth down coming with about 3 yards to go, so we'll see what Kennesaw is likely to do here. With a lead, they may play it close to the belt and kick it away. We'll see. It's not for sure, because in 8-man, a 4-2 or 3 is not insurmountable.
It makes a
stretch of imagination.
It looks like they're bringing the punting.
A lot of substitutes coming in, so it looks like Schnitzler will do the punting chores.
And they send Trevor Popple back to do the return duties for Axtell. He'll stand somewhere in the neighborhood of the 10-yard line.
There's that battle.
Everybody else is bunched up. And Kennesaw will kick it away for the second time tonight. Got a whistle and flag on the field. Could be a delay.
Yep.
Against Kennesaw. And so Kennesaw's punter will stand back instead of his 25-yard line, closer to his 20. And Popple will move up to about the 15-yard line of Axtell.
Popple should be lined up on the 10-yard line, so it does give him a little bit of breathing room.
All right, here comes the punt. Good snap. Good kick, high kick. And Popple takes it at the 10, coming back the other way. Goes far side of the field, cuts back. He's got the 15. He's got the 20. He's got a seam, 25. Popple at midfield down to the 35-yard line. The 30 cuts back. He's still on his feet down to the 30, and he carries a couple of Blue Devils down to the 25-yard line of Kennesaw. Great return there by Popple for Axtell.
Absolutely. That was a nice run back. He was picking up blocks left and right, and you'd love to see somebody running the ball who's got his head on a swivel. He's just looking where his blockers are, and he picked up a good 20, 30 extra yards just because he's using his own guy. Good carry, good return back for the young man.
That was about a 30-yard punt return. And so they set up shop with a short field ahead of them, and they hand it off to Anderberry. Anderberry comes up across the 20-yard line, gets inside to about the 19.
He ran right off that guard position and, again, picked up some good blocks.
And that is the end of the first period of play. So at the end of one, it is Kennesaw 8, Axtell 6. We'll be back with the start of quarter number 2 right after this one-minute timeout on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an AgriNational agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Embrasure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The fresh set of numbers up on the scoreboard. 12 minutes to go until halftime. We are about set for the first snap of the second. Kennesaw leading Axtell, but Axtell has some momentum here and a short field. Second down coming with 5. They hand it off to Anderberry. He bounces off one man, puts the shoulder pads down, goes off the left side, and falls forward for a yard or two. Anderberry has shown his speed once tonight around the right side and got a first down in that drive that ended up in the touchdown. Otherwise, he's been pretty well cemented back there by Kennesaw. Third down coming, about 3 yards to go as they break the huddle. And again, Benson this time stands in the shotgun. He's got Anderberry right by him to his right. And the quarterback will keep it, picks his way all the ground first down, but there's a ball on the ground, and we'll see who got it.
I think Axtell got it back.
Anderberry took off quick as a hiccup, and I'm not sure that he wasn't a little bit ahead of the count on that. I thought maybe he'd get called for motion, but the referees didn't see it that way. That's going to be fourth down and short. And again, I think we're in four down territory here for Axtell. It really kind of surprised me that they point after before.
Yeah.
And they haven't. And they missed it, and that's why they're down by 2. Benson under center now, fourth down and 2. They pitch right side, Anderberry. He's got the cutback. He's got some yardage down inside the 10, and a first down for Anderberry.
Well, I tell you, that's a gutsy call, trying to go to the outside on a fourth down and short. Anderberry's fast. He's very quick, but boy, it doesn't take much to stop that run.
He's got a really nice stride. Well, I mean, so does Robinson, too, but Anderberry just a little lower to the ground, so you get the effect of the speed where Robinson's a little taller, a little more of a glider, and you don't kind of get that. It's more of an optical illusion than maybe a...
I think those first three steps that Anderberry has is quicker than Robinson, because he is just so quick off the snap.
Under center again, Benson now with the I formation. Anderberry is the I back, and he gets the feed, gets inside the 5-yard line, and Anderberry has been gaining a momentum here in the last two series for Axtell. He's a 1,000-yard rusher at this point in high school football. Ain't bad. Not at all. Clock is at 10:16. Kennesaw scored, 7:33 to go in the first. Axtell answered with 2:57 to go in the first, and Axtell is knocking at the door inside the 5 now. Second down. Anderberry gets the feed, falls across the goal line. Touchdown, Axtell.
He got it. Right off the right side, picked up a block, and just that pure acceleration gets him to 6 points.
About a 4-yard run there by Anderberry, and with 10:03 to go in the half, Axtell now has taken the lead 12-8. And we'll see what they're thinking about the conversion this time. Now they're going to go for two. Benson in the shotgun. He's got spread formation, wides and slots both ways. Back to pass. Benson looks into the end zone, and he fires, and it is going to be a catch. And complete. Looks like it was Cameron Jochen over there, or Jochen. And it is now 14-8 in favor of Axtell. We'll take a 30 back with the kickoff by the Wildcats to the 6-1 Kennesaw Blue Devils. Next up on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck with it from Korb Walker Mowers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Axtell has scored the last two times. They scored two touchdowns and one two-point conversion, and so they have a 14-8 lead over Kennesaw, which scored halfway through the first period on a Schnitzler to Clark 31-yard pass. They converted for the two. 14-8. Axtell gives it a ride. Schnitzler back to do the return. High bounce, takes it inside the five, comes the other way. Schnitzler to the 15-20. And a penalty marker's in there as he tackled it about the 22-yard line.
I don't know if I saw a hand come in for a face pass on the tackle. We'll see what the indication is. Block to the back on Kennesaw. Going to go the other way.
And so that'll move it back. He had some decent field position. Now Kennesaw will be, like Axtell was earlier, challenged by field position. Not horribly. It's going to go back inside the 15, but nullifies a nice return by Schnitzler.
Right.
And so about the 14-yard line, we'll call it, first and 10.
Important series now for Kennesaw. They've got to get right back into this now and keep some positive momentum as we get closer to half.
Schroeder still the up guy. Robinson the tailback under center Schnitzler. Feed to Robinson. He's got some running room, and then it closes up quickly. Anderberry in there with the tackle. Also over there for Axtell, Brandon Benson, the quarterback, put his snout in there and stopped him after about three. Second down coming with 7 or 8 to go here, and the clock running at 9:40 to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Schnitzler comes to the sideline, checks in with coach, has the play, comes back out, leaves it off, break the huddle, under center now. And the handoff again goes to Robinson. Robinson runs into one man and then moves the pile forward across the 20-yard line, falls forward to about the 22 or 3. They'll mark his knee down at the 23-yard line, and it won't be enough for a first down, but it is enough for third down and about one. So that's manageable for Kennesaw. Schnitzler already over, got the play back in the huddle already. They do that very quickly and efficiently. And not even close to being slow, even with the quarterback making that hike over to the sideline the entire time. He's under center this time. Feed again to Robinson. He should have the first down as he twists across the 25-yard line. And that ought to move the sticks for Kennesaw. And it does.
Yeah, he got it. But, boy, he took a good pop from Brandon Benson of Axtell. He really put a shoulder into him and kept that. But it's still enough for a first down, moving the chains for Kennesaw.
So that first and 10. And that horn is not a Kennesaw battle horn. That is our old friend, the train, the same one that runs out past Elm Creek and Overton as well. Back to pass now. Schnitzler's got a man in the flat, and Robinson takes it at across the 25-yard line, falls forward to close to the 31-yard line. About a football length outside the 30.
There you go.
We had some challenges with noise tonight. Hope you're getting this broadcast okay. We had a little bit of a we did some moving around here on speakers, and so the PA is a little bit more manageable now. And then the train comes by.
Yeah.
Under center again is Schnitzler. He has nowhere to go, and he keeps it himself and goes back in. That was a broken play. Turns it back up to the line. I think he was looking for Robinson, and there was no Robinson to be had. So he turns it up, and he gets close to a first down.
So it's going to be real. And they did. They gave it to him. He got it.
Good management there by Schnitzler, who did the right thing. When there's nobody to give it to, all you can do is head to the sticks, and he did.
Tuck it and run. That's exactly what he did, and he moves the chain.
First down and 10 now for Kennesaw. Their second first down in a row here, and as they try and regain some momentum, they've given up the last two touchdowns in this ball game. I formation, Robinson, fake it to him. Schnitzler keeps it left side, and he'll be tied up right around the line of scrimmage. Falls forward for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard, and I think that's Hanbury down at the bottom of the pile again, and it is.
I tell you, he had a lot of blockers, and I'm starting to see a lot of this. The Axtell is doing a good job. Their front four is really, actually their front three are doing a good job of stacking up the runner and giving the linebackers time to come in. And you sit there and you think that the ball carrier for Kennesaw has got a lot of blockers helping, but they're just not moving anyone.
Hanbury's playing the linebacker position on the right side of the defense, left side of the offense. I formation, Schnitzler under center, back to pass now. Looks, flag comes down, and he moves forward and will move the chain in about 5 yards, but we'll see what that marker is going to be about. That would be a holding penalty, looks like, against Kennesaw. So they're going to move it back.
Absolutely.
He got it up to about 3 yards shy of the first down marker, but they're going to mark it all the way back from the 35. That's where the hold occurred, and they're marking it back 10 more yards. So they go all the way back to the 25-yard line. So the Blue Devils now have to get to the Axtell 34-yard line for a first down, and they're standing back at their 25.
Second and pack your lunch.
Second and pack your lunch would be right. As they break the huddle, and they send out a slot man, that's Robinson to the right side, wide out to the right side, shotgun Schnitzler, high snap, pulls it down, fires long, and it's way over his head, and it's intercepted by Axtell. Coming up with the ball for Axtell is Jordan Miller, and he had the best shot of anybody. He just extended himself, pulled in a great interception for Axtell. And the Wildcats have taken control of this ball game with the two last touchdowns and now an INT by Miller. Axtell will take over with good field position just inside their 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was one of those timing patterns. He just launched it, and it was a good read and a good pick for Axtell. And now a chance to...
Benson goes in the gun. He's got Andenbury with him in the backfield. They give it to Andenbury, and he stutter steps, gets across the line of scrimmage, and falls forward for a yard or two. Second down coming with about 8 yards to go. 14-8 is your score. Axtell has scored the last two touchdowns, got a two-pointer, and a timeout's going to be on the field. 14-8, Axtell leads Kennesaw, and we'll be back in a half minute. You're listening to the Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, second down coming for Axtell. Beneficiaries of an interception by Miller just a moment ago. After a long ball that was intended for someone in blue, but the white jerseys were really around when it came right down to it. I'm guessing that the receiver fell down. Shotgun formation now, second down coming with seven to go. Benson option right side, and what a great defensive play there. Stifler steps up. Kogan Thompson steps up for Kennesaw and snuffed that one out. Losing about a yard. Third down coming with nearly 10 yards to go. For Axtell.
Yeah, I tell you, when you design a defense stop and option, that's exactly what you're looking at. You want that quarterback covered, and you want somebody, and two, if you can get them, to cover that pitch man just in case, as long as you know you can maintain some containment. That's exactly what Kennesaw did.
Perfectly. They were trying to get Anterbury sprung loose on the right side, and Kennesaw is having none of that. They send Cameron Jockin out to the right side, does Axtell. Shotgun for Benson, the quarterback. And now whistles
and a delay.
Delay a ball game against Axtell, and that'll move the Wildcats back. And they have been their own worst enemy in certain aspects of their offense tonight.
Yeah, exactly. They've been able to pick up on it, so that's a big deal.
Third down, 15 yards to go for Axtell, suffering the delay of game. Kennesaw had a delay on their punt. That's really, I think, the only penalty. There was a hold against Kennesaw as well. Jockin comes out wide to the right side. Shotgun Benson. Back to pass. Fires. Got a man in the flat, and it's Popple. He turns upfield across midfield down to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that is a good, good read.
Pass was complete to Miller.
25-yard pickup.
That was Jordan Miller. I said Popple. Jordan Miller was the receiver, the man that just picked off the Kennesaw quarterback. Now on offense, made a nice reception, turned it upfield, squared his shoulders, and got good field position at the 35-yard line of Kennesaw. First and 10, under center Benson, hands off to Anterbury, and he twists his way down to about the 30-yard line. Anterbury that time, again, if a 4-yard carry can be impressive, the way, as you said, he gets up to top speed in a step or two, very impressive that time. Second down and about 6 yards to go.
We were talking about how lucky we were to have good weather out in Lexington, Adams Central. They're in a lightning delay.
Is that right? Keep it that way for a while.
Exactly.
Just hang on. Keep it that way. I formation. Benson hands off to Anterbury, and Anterbury gets nothing. He's stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Again, you're looking at Justin Burr, I think, I don't have the one guy's number. Did you have a 54 for Kennesaw?
I do not.
Or maybe it was 60.
I have a 64, Mason Stocker.
I think it was probably him. Stuck his nose in there and held up for no gain. Third down, 6 yards to go with the I formation that Benson comes up under center this time. Takes every way. Bootleg, left side, got the corner, got a couple of yards, not enough for a first down. And there was some discussion about a penalty maybe needing to be called, but I don't see that happening.
I did not see any.
So it's going to be fourth down and a yard to go. Somebody in the press box looked like they said they saw a hold, but I don't think so. At least the ref didn't see it.
And that's the most important part of it, though.
Fourth down and about a yard to go. Axtell will try for it. 3:34 to go until halftime. And a quarterback sneak by Benson. We'll see what they give him as far as progress. He was stood up right by the line of scrimmage, but it'll entirely be a judgment call by the referee as to how far upfield they're going to give his progress.
They did not put it across that line. He did not get a good spot on that.
No, he didn't. He had to nose that football
at the 25, and it is outside the 25-yard line.
Yeah, this is going to be about a little more than a foot.
So I'm guessing Kennesaw is going to take right over. Axtell is walking back. I don't know. I think they know they didn't get the spot. They may have thought they got the spot. Excuse me, they may have thought they got the first down, but they didn't get the spot.
Did not
get
it.
So it'll be Kennesaw taking over on turning over on downs. So they could not make good on Miller's interception. That's a break that Kennesaw needed. Now we'll see if they can take advantage of it. So Kennesaw now dodges a bullet there. Down 14-8. Austin Schroeder gets his first carry of the night, and he gets about 3 or 4 yards, and it'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go with the clock ticking down at 3:10 until halftime.
Yeah, they fake that option to the left, and they give it to Schroeder coming around the right side. He was able to pick up 4 yards on it, but again, that front line from Axtell not biting on anything.
Kennesaw breaks the huddle already, working quickly. Schnitzler under center, Robinson the eye back. They fake it to him. Schnitzler keeps it right side, dances around close to the first down as he gets out to the 35, and that's where he needed to be. We'll see where they give him the spot. He'll either be within the length of a football or at the first down sticks, and it looks like they're moving it. Move it again.
They're moving it. Good call and a good run from Schnitzler. He did a good job of selling it.
Kennesaw down by 6 has threatened a couple of times. But Axtell is trying to maintain their momentum. They took the ball away last time Kennesaw had the ball on an interception by Miller. And Schnitzler, who threw that interception, now comes back and breaks the huddle. Comes under center. Schroeder is the up man. Everybody else is in tight. Robinson, they fake it to him, and Schnitzler keeps it. He gets about 5 yards. Looks like the ball is on the ground there, and we'll see who comes up with it. But the ball clearly was on the ground, and I think he fell on it.
Yeah, Kennesaw got it back. Good move by Schnitzler to come back and get it.
So about a 3-yard dangerous game there. Second down and 7 yards to go for Kennesaw. Into the ball game now for the Blue Devils is Zane Woodman. And coming out of the ball game is Kogan Thompson. And so Woodman comes in as a wideout to the left side. They go slot to the left side as well. That's Robinson. Schroeder in the backfield, and Schnitzler will keep it. They set it up for pass and go to the run. It'll bring up third down and 3 yards to go as he picked up about 3 on that carry.
Looked like he was going to get wrapped up in the backfield, but he makes a nice little bit of a spin move. He's a little hobbling when he gets up here. He may have tweaked an ankle or something, but he's going right back in. That's a ball player right there.
Spotted a little longer than that, so it's going to be third down, closer to 4 than 3. And Schnitzler, with a little hitch in his get-along, comes out to the huddle. Minute 20 to go until halftime, so Kennesaw, with a certain amount of hurry-up involved here, calls a timeout.
Timeout, Kennesaw.
1:17 on the second period clock, and it is Kennesaw trailing Axtell 14-8 and talking things over. Back on the Breeze, 94.5 in half a minute.
The Edbuescher product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, again, Kennesaw called that timeout with a short amount of time and a certain amount of distance to get the pay dirt. Ball is spotted across midfield. It is in Axtell territory.
But a couple scores at your way, if I may. We've got North Platte 17, Fremont 7th in the middle of the second quarter. Still in the lightning delay in Lexington. Adams Central up 21-7 when they stop play.
Keep that lightning to the northwest. Schnitzler under center, I formation. Robinson dots the I, takes one way, takes the give and go the other way. And on the reverse or misdirection, gets the first down.
Nice carry. 50 yards for Gavin Robinson.
He took that little
stutter step one way before he got the ball and come back to the left, and he was effective. Got the defenders leaning the wrong way, but the clock is not going the right way. It's going down, and they needed to maintain a few ticks yet. Hand off again. Robinson goes left side, gives a stiff arm inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Anderberry over there is on the tackle or shove out of bounds. He's able to get out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock. That's a good... Trevor Popple also in on the tackle. Second down and 5 yards to go. Clock stopped at 57 on that out of bounds, so Kennesaw working the perimeter here to try and stop the clock. Coming back in for Kennesaw, Zane Woodman will come in as he did before, as a wide out to the left side. Chance Widener comes out wide to the right side, and they've got a slot man to the left side as well. Shotgun, Fitzler back to pass, flings it into the end zone. Woodman's there, and it is overthrown. He's covered by Brandon Benson, the quarterback on offense, back there in safety on Woodman. And that incompletion, again, stops the clock with 52 seconds to play, but rather 52 seconds until a halftime. But it's now third down and 5 yards to go. And I hope somebody knows about that fire down the distance there.
There is a house on fire.
Right across from us. Wides both ways. Shotgun Schnitzler. Take the handoff. Has to get away from one man, keeps it himself, gets inside the 20-yard line. That's enough to move the chains, and they'll stop the clock momentarily as they do so.
Well, we're going to get some entertainment here.
That will move the chains. 45 seconds left.
We'll get a chance to see Kennesaw Fire Department in action here in a little bit.
Yeah, you see that. You go, is that up for real fire or not? I don't know.
It looks like it's
but
real
I think
fire.
It is. There's a fire across the field, across the highway. Shotgun, back to pass. Schnitzler fires in the flat. He's got a man. He drops the ball.
I tell you.
Cade Clark dropped the ball, caught it with his hands, but he's not really sure-handed, but I think what he did was just
footstep.
And he wanted to get upfield as quickly as he could, so that incompletion stops the clock. 28 seconds on the clock for Kennesaw. They come up with a second down and 10 on that big reception and drop by Cade Clark. Schnitzler comes in. Woodman comes in again. Wides go both ways. Widener out wide to the right. Woodman wide to the left. Shotgun again. They show pass, and Schnitzler keeps it on the quarterback draw. And he'll pick up 2 or 3 yards, but the clock stopped at 23 after the timeout is called by Craig Schnitzler, the coach. So with a half, we'll take a half-minute timeout back with Kennesaw's third down play right after this on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Buy two, get two free right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Quiet Riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
We don't have it in Hastings anymore, but don't be sad. You can still get it in Kennesaw. Godfather's Pizza, that is, at Godfather's Express. For a pizza you can't refuse, call Godfather's Express in Kennesaw, 402-752-3628. Godfather's Express is open from 3 to 9 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 3 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Jackie and Renee thank their customers and wish the Kennesaw and all the area athletes and teams good luck and successful seasons. Godfather's Express, 304 North Smith in Kennesaw.
The Breeze.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd.
Wideouts both ways, and Chance Widener jumps. And so Kennesaw, instead of being a third down and about nine, third down and 14. Well, you know what? It's a passing situation anyhow.
Yeah.
23 seconds to go. Widener still out wide to the right side. Woodman to the left. Back to pass. Schnitzler pumps one time, goes long to Woodman, and it is broken up at about the 5-yard line. In the defensive position on that was Brandon Benson, and a nice battle for the ball there. Fell incomplete. Fourth down, 14 to go, 18 seconds on the clock. Kennesaw down by 6, 14-8 at the hands of the Axtell Wildcats. Kennesaw defending a 6-1 record here at home. Axtell comes in at 4-3, district championship at stake. Well, the smoke from that fire now starting to drift over this way. Wide outs both ways. Final play for Kennesaw, unless there's a penalty. Back to pass. Fires. Got a man in the flat. That's Cade Clark, and Clark is inside the 18. Not enough for a first down. Not enough let's see. They did stop the clock on the change of possession. That's why. So there's 9 ticks on the clock. Axtell will come in on offense, and Kennesaw turns it over on down. Bring it up.
With 9 seconds left to go here.
So Axtell gets it back. 9 on the second period clock. Starting at their 17-yard line. And don't be surprised. They're going to the shotgun here. It's not going to be a kneel down. Back to pass. Benson's going to fling it one time. It's kind of a duck going out there out of the bounds at about the 40-yard line. And there is still a tick on the clock. We'll see if they add more, but it looked like the ball landed. Let's see what the officials do as far as the timing. The scoreboard says 0. They might want to add a tick or two to the... Someone had to mention Texas. It was funnier had we not lost to them last Saturday.
Yeah, it's true.
There is a second on the clock yet.
All right. Second down coming with 10. So here will be the last play of the quarter, barring a penalty. Under center this time. Benson will just kneel it. And that's the way we end. 14-8 at the end of one half of play here. Axtell leading Kennesaw by 6. We'll take a look at stats and recap how we got that way. Check some scores from around the region and give you an update on that fire on the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
The Embrasure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40x60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we had a pretty good ball game here tonight. Relatively error-free and definitely some momentum shift. Kennesaw took the early momentum. Axtell came in here at 4-3, and they had some bad field position early on, some bad choices as far as a punt return that probably should have been let go, and Axtell started one of their drives way back at their own 2-yard line. They also were not blessed with the second possession of the ball game when they started at their own 15, but that, as far as they were concerned, was all right because it ended up in a score. Kennesaw started the scoring from their own 25-yard line, capped on a Schnitzler to Clark 31-yard TD pass. Made it 8-0 with 7:33 to go in the first half. Axtell, a couple of minutes later, made it 8-6 on a Benson run. And with 2:57 to go in the first, it was that 8-6 ball game. It wasn't until the second period that Andebury, in a 4-yard run, capped a
drive of about 55 yards that went a little over 2 minutes. And the two-point conversion that time was good, and Axtell took the lead 14-8. So since that time, Axtell has had most of the momentum. They've scored the last two touchdowns of the ball game, and the last three scores include that 2 points. So it's 14-8 in favor of the team that came in here at 4-3 versus the 6-1 Kennesaw Blue Devils. You're listening to, I should tell you this, you're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Allens, your You Get More Superstore at 2nd Avenue in Hastings. And so anyhow, that's how we got to where we are, which is 14-8. Kennesaw trailing by a half dozen to the Axtell Wildcats. We're listening to some halftime entertainment here, and speaking of which, across there's like a pile of wood or something that's really making a rather spectacular visual effect across the way. And at first, I wasn't sure what was burning, and then they said, well, it's just a pile of trees, but it's burning an image in my retina as I'm looking across the field.
Yeah, exactly. It's there's kind of an outbuilding that's in front of it that looked like it was what was burning, but no, it's actually across the highway and quite sizable, actually.
What's going on weather-wise we want to keep an eye on is to the left, to the west of us, it is Lexington and Adams Central under a lightning delay. Now, the rule on that is that they've got to stay off the field. Is it 20 or 30 minutes?
I think 30 minutes.
Spotted lightning.
Yeah.
So you see one bit of lightning, and they got to pull the kids off the field for a half hour. So hopefully that stays the dickens away from here until we get this thing done with. Relatively rapid moving ball game until this time as we just approach the 1 hour mark here since kickoff. KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island at the halftime report. We'll take a break, and we'll be back and let Rob give you the individual stats right after this 1 minute timeout.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? The Kroll Agency Incorporated. A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime at Kennesaw, the Blue Devils down by 6 to the Wildcats. Visiting Axtell Ball Club, came in here at 4-3, 6-1 for Kennesaw. And we gave you a little recap of how things got that way, with Axtell scoring the last two touchdowns of the first half. And individually, Rob, how we stack?
That's a good number. Still pretty even, actually. You know, you look at the score 14-8, and it would be indicative of that. For Axtell, the Wildcats, Brandon Benson, the quarterback, has carried six times for 19 yards. He's 2-for-2 on passing, gets two 25-yard passes, and that looks pretty impressive because Axtell not typically known for their air game, but when they do, they're picking up some yards. Heath Anderberry, a solid runner for the Wildcats, 16 carries, 55 yards, including a touchdown. Should note that Benson has a touchdown also for Axtell. That's their two scores. Over on the Kennesaw, Tyler Schnitzler at quarterback, 3-for-6, and he has 30 yards on 9 carries, including a couple big saves that got him the first down, got Kennesaw the first down, trying to keep those chains moving. Gavin Robinson, the lion's share of runs from behind the line, has 12 carries, 71 yards. Austin Schroeder carries once for 4 yards. And again, Schnitzler three for six on the air, including a 31-yard touchdown pass. He hit number 11, Kate Clark, on all three of those occasions for 3, 4, and 12 yards, respectively. But Kennesaw clearly not afraid to go to the air and running it out on the ground, too, getting some good yards from Robinson. So pretty much as we expected, it's been a very solid defensive game here. I mean, Axtell has really dug in. They've been a little soft early in the game when Kennesaw got the momentum, but since then, they've really shut down Kennesaw.
All right, we'll take a break here on the Islands of Hastings Halftime Report, come back and report to you some area scores right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
For peace of mind for you and family members, call Jackson Wilson Funeral Home in Kennesaw, 402-752-3398. They care at Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, and they'll take care of all your funeral needs and answer all your questions. Prearrangement is also available. Serving Kennesaw and South Central Nebraska, the Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, 209 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Jackson Wilson Funeral Home proudly supports and wishes good luck and good sportsmanship to all the Kennesaw athletes, coaches, and teams.
The Equisure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings, Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
Where the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Acker along with Rob Osmond back here at Kennesaw, where the Blue Devils are trying to fend off Axtell. 14-8, Axtell has the upper hand by a half dozen points, and around the area, other challenges for other teams.
Yeah, talking about the lightning delay out in Lexington. Adams Central up to a 21-7 lead before Lightning has postponed their game. North Platte 17, Fremont 7. That's in the late in the second quarter. Silver Lakes 22, Lawrence Nelson 13. That's a score after the first quarter. Lincoln North Star had gotten off to a 12-0 lead over Kearney just before halftime there. It's 19-14. Kearney now putting together a little bit of a run back. Lincoln East is 14, Columbus nothing. That's late in the second quarter. Lincoln Southwest 7, Norfolk 7 there at halftime. Giltner's 46, Red Cloud is 8 at halftime. And here's that Hastings Grand Island score there at halftime. Also, Hastings up 14-7 over the Islanders.
Actually, that was Northwest. The Islanders lost earlier to Lincoln Southeast. They went for 2 at the very end.
Oh, that's right.
21-20. So
okay.
It's Northwest that... The Tigers are playing here.
There you go.
All right, so that brings us up to this kind of strange week, because it's two nights of football, so that means kind of half the scores. We on our Flat River radio stations are doing a total of 4 ball games tonight, and you can hear the Kearney game on 98.9. You can hear the Adams Central game on KHAS 1230 AM.
Yeah.
And you can hear the Hastings Tigers on 1550 AM. And, of course, we're here on the Breeze 94.5. And you can also check it out on the Internet, hastingslink.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, KKPR.com, and KLIQFM.com. Sportsnet.com, and on 98.9 after this ball game, about 9:30, assuming there's no weather delays and that, with all due diligence, we wave off that potential for a lightning delay here to our west. You can listen to the scoreboard show with Josh Sheldon for the second night in a row, bonus night last night. And then it gets crazy because next weekend we have Thursday night is the main night for football playoffs. And then it goes nuts. It goes Thursday, and then it goes Tuesday or Wednesday.
I think it's Tuesday, yeah.
And then, it all ends up happily the first 2 days of Thanksgiving week in Lincoln when state champions will be crowned on Osborne Field at Memorial Stadium. So
we'll have it covered. If there's a local team involved, we'll have it covered.
We cover them all. We don't even care because on ESPN we do all of the state championships.
All the state championships, but all the good playoff games coming up to us.
That's right. We'll be there. So, always fun time of the year. Know that a lot of folks listen in on the internet from around the nation and around the world, so we appreciate that. Drop us a line if you enjoy the broadcast. We're just a couple of minutes away from resuming this ball game. Axtell with a half-dozen-point lead over Kennesaw, 14-8. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. We'll be back in 2 minutes on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
And remember, we've got Husker football on the Breeze tomorrow. 2:30 kick from Okie State, and that means 9:30 start for the pregame.
Oh, yeah.
On a must, well, they're all must wins, I guess, anymore, but pretty much got to win tomorrow to keep things reasonable for Big 12 North leading up to a Missouri game in a couple of weeks.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, they're all important from here on out.
But I'm sure that over the course of a 5-hour pregame, that will be brought forth. I just thought
once
I'd mention that when you're tuning in tomorrow, it's 9:30 for the pregame and 2:30.
Don't be surprised if you hear talk like 2:30.
I don't know. Kick last week out of Greg Sharp. He was doing this thing, one of the commercial liners during the ball game. And he was talking about a cornfield in Geneva, Nebraska.
Oh, Geneva.
right up the road there, Junita.
Junita, yeah.
I've heard Juniata called Juanita, and that, but I think old Greg, I think he wanted to get it right, and I just think he kind of strung it out there.
That's funny. Hey, we've got another score here. St. Paul 20, O'Neill 3 at halftime. Lincoln Southwest 7, Norfolk 7. That's in the third quarter. You know, it was interesting talking to the coaches earlier. I asked them, you know, both how they saw the game unfolding, and they both said it was going to be a defensive struggle, and it wouldn't be determined until the fourth quarter. So it's kind of shaping up that way right now. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. And we're about set to take on the second half of tonight's ball game. Kennesaw trailing Axtell 14-8. St. Paul on top of O'Neill, 20-3 at the half. If you didn't get that one before, I think that just came in. This one's going to kick it off. Backstanding inside their 5-yard lines are Jockin and also Popple. Anderberry is up as the short man at about the 15-yard line. And Schnitzler gives it a ride. It'll be into the end zone and a touchback, and Axtell is going to take off at the 15-yard, their own 15-yard line on the touchback. Our fire is still continuing, but it is there's a bonfire across the way. How intentional, we don't know. But I don't see any firefighters on there, so it must be relatively under control.
There's a few people around.
Well, that's good. It's a
volunteer squad out here.
Benson is under center now for Axtell. Everybody's inside. They've got a bunch of receivers set to the right side, and then on the counter coming around the bend, Anderberry is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. A nice tackle there by, I think, Clark.
Hogan Thompson. Hogan Thompson got some good penetration.
And so it's going to be second down and 13 yards to go. A 3-yard loss. They had a bunch set over on the far side, and Anderberry was one of them, and he got stopped on his trip around the other side. Going right to left.
Good defensive play for Anderberry.
Dots the eye is under center again is Benson. Anderberry gets the feed, and again, Clark that time comes up and just snuffs it. Check that. Kogan Thompson again comes up from the backer spot and just snuffs to Anderberry, and so it'll be another loss of about 2 yards. Third down and 15, and Kennesaw is coming out here just smoking on defense.
Yeah, they're really picking up in the intensity, and just Thompson, two good reads, two good lines coming in, and two losses, and now we got an equipment check.
Tell me there might have been a spirited conversation between the coach and his players at halftime, the way they came out.
Oh, yeah, Thompson's walking back and forth in that along that line, just firing up the Blue Devils.
Anderberry again dots the eye as they break the huddle. Benson is under center. Popple is the up man. Back to pass. Benson firing long over in the flat. It is incomplete. Covered over there nicely by, I think, Woodman on defense for, nope, it is Robinson over there on defense. And so that will bring up a fourth down and 15, and a penning situation is indicated here for Axtell.
Yeah, just a good, solid defensive stand. And now Kennesaw is going to get this. If everything goes as planned, they're going to get the ball in good field position.
Good snap, good kick. Taken at the 35 by Woodman. And he has to go parallel to the 40-yard line, and he's pulled down there by Jockin.
Good coverage. Good coverage by the Wildcats.
Little or no return on that one for Kennesaw, but still decent field position. They are just inside halfway mark at about the 36 or 7-yard line. First and 10 with 10:31 to go here in the third period. Kennesaw is down by 6, but they came out and made an impressive defensive stand on the first second-half possession by Axtell. Now Axtell has to dig in here and see whether or not that momentum is going to carry over on the offense. Crossbuck play, it's Schroeder, and he falls forward for about 2 or 3 yards. I think the mark him short at about 2 yards on that. Knee went down close to the 40, and it'll be second down and a long 8, short 7. Try that again. Long 7, short 8 to go. very important now that Kennesaw has got to get back. They got to strike, and if they can do it in this first series in the second half, they'll be in good shape.
Nestler goes under center this time. Everybody inside I formation. Robinson gets the feed, and he is stopped near the line of scrimmage. Axtell comes up and gives them a suit full at the line of scrimmage as well. So both defenses fired up here after the stand by Kennesaw. Axtell is not giving much ground either.
No, they really tighten up. As soon as they get back up, they start digging in a little bit, and I tell you, that front line is just firing.
They gave him nothing. They gave him nothing. The ball was still spotted just inside Kennesaw territory near midfield, about the length of a football. Third down, and again, a strong eight to go. I formation. Snitzler back to pass, rolls, being pressured. He gets away, looking downfield, has to keep it himself now, gets forward across the 35-yard line. But it's not going to be enough for the first down, but it is close enough so that Kennesaw may decide to go for it here.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting. They got a little bit of momentum. They've shown they can move the ball. They've got less than a yard to go, or right at a yard, actually. So this is a good opportunity. I'll bet they're going to think about this.
Scrambled out back at about the 38-yard line and got across midfield down inside the 35 to about the 34. Kennesaw goes for it on fourth down. They've got a strong yard to go. Handoff on the pitch. It goes to Robinson, and he's got the first down.
There you go. That's exactly what they needed.
So Kennesaw gets a new set of downs. Danderberry in on the tackle there, and Robinson moves the chains for Kennesaw. They wind the clock, and Schnitzler's already delivered the play to Kennesaw's Blue Devils. They break the huddle and go to the line of scrimmage. He's under center. Again, Robinson dots the I, gets the feed. He's got some running room, and he's got it straight up the middle at the 15.
Wow.
And a great tackle there by Miller. Stopped the touchdown by Robinson.
Yeah,
and
Robinson,
again, a first down by Kennesaw.
Robinson was scooting, picked up a very solid 16 yards on the carry, but he was one ankle tackle away from being gone.
Jordan Miller didn't give up, and he brought him down, as you said, Rob, with an ankle tackle. And so Miller's second great defensive play for Axtell tonight. The other was a straight-out stretch interception. Robinson gets the give again, gets about 5 yards down to the 10-yard line for Kennesaw. And second down and 5 yards to go for the Blue Devils. Now Schnitzler is a little slower getting back to the huddle this time. Took a little longer on the conversation with the sideline, and he delivers the play now as they break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. Axtell kind of on their heels now at the 10-yard line with the I formation. Schnitzler under center. Robinson with the handoff, and he pushed inside the 5 and close to the 2-yard line.
Robinson just went over 100 yards on that carry.
Whatever they did at halftime, it got Kennesaw's attention. There's no doubt about that.
Now they've seen something, and now they are just absolutely working it, and it looks like it's gabbing up the middle, which is where they started this ball game with. That's working.
Wind the clock at 7:37 in the third. Break the huddle. It's a first down and goal to go at the 2-yard line. Schnitzler is under center. Look for the sneak here. Nope, it's going to go to Robinson, and he is tackled from behind. Great penetration there by Popple, I think, for – nope, try that again. I'm trying to pick up the number from the Keenan Dobish got in there. Good penetration for Axtell by Keenan Dobish. And so I don't think he lost much, but he didn't gain any more. And it's second down and goal again from the ball just nosing the 2-yard line. Schnitzler again under center. This time they pitch it. Ball is on the ground. They're going to lose yardage back to the 10-yard line as they muff the pitch from Schnitzler to Robinson. And
Schnitzler
again,
went back to get it. But, boy, that's going to cost them some yards. And that is something that Kennesaw can't have happen. When you're knocking on the door, you can't start going the wrong way.
So it's third down and goal to go. This time they are back at the 10-yard line. Well, obviously, it's four down territory here, but Kennesaw had almost a gimme there at the 2. And Nice play by Axtell.
Yeah.
Stopped one man, then the mishandled pitch. And so a timeout is being called here by Kennesaw, by Greg Schnitzler, the successful head coach of the Blue Devils.
Well, I tell you what, credit Brian Becker in his first year coaching the Wildcats. He has kept that defensive tradition alive and well for in Axtell, and they got to be very happy about that, because this Axtell, this is where, you know, I hate to say they thrive, but when they get their backs against the wall, Axtell really knows how to dig in.
All right. Schnitzler comes up. He's under center. Kogan Thompson is the big guy in the blocking back position. They pitch it to Robinson, skirts the left side, and he's going to be pulled down at about the five. So fourth down and four to go. Remember, they started first and goal to go at the two. Now it's fourth down and goal to go at the four-yard line.
All right, this is going to be a gut check time for Kennesaw. You tie it up with a six-point scamper here, but, boy, you got three or four tough yards to get right here.
Started this on a short field. Remember, it was between the 35 and 40 that Kennesaw started this after they forced a punt by Axtell on their opening defensive series. Now under center, and they hand off. It is going to be Schnitzler keeping it.
No signal yet. I think
and
he's short.
I'm not sure he got in there.
Nope,
they give a straight ahead give to Thompson, the up man. He's the big blocking back. They tried to cross things up by giving it to him. I was following Schnitzler, and then they said Kogan Thompson had it, but he did not get across the goal line.
That's about as close as you can get right there to getting in that end zone, but it's Axtell ball inside.
The turnover on downs after a first and goal at the two. They went all the way back to the 10. Now under center is Benson, and they hand it straight up the middle. And I think that is Anderberry getting out to about the two-and-a-half-yard line. And a little bit of breathing room there. It's going to be second down and 7 yards to go on that 2 or 3 yard carry. Got a Blue Devil down on the field. Slow to get up is Woodman, but he's getting up on his own power. And there may be just a brief time spent here as the coaches come out and give him a lift back to the sideline. Clock stopped at 5:40. Axtell facing a pretty fired up Kennesaw defense here for the second series of the second half. The offense by Kennesaw couldn't complete what looked to be a short field gimme when they mishandled a pitch. And instead of going from a first down and goal to go from the two to a third down and goal to go back from the 10, they didn't get it in from there. Under center again is Benson. Hand off again, Anderberry. He fights forward out to the 5 yard line. And it'll be third down and a pretty long 5 yards to go. Ball spotted just inside the 5 yard line. They've got to get just beyond the 10 yard line, their own 10 yard line, for the first down.
And now it's a Kennesaw defense that is just settling in, and they know they've got a good opportunity to get some field position back, so they're just trying to prevent Anderberry from getting anywhere.
All right, they dearly want to get a first down here. Shotgun, Benson fires. He's got a man on the open, and he overthrows him.
Just overthrown.
Bryce Runge was wide open at about the 15, got a paw on it, but it went down incomplete. And so it brings up fourth down and a probable punting situation here for Axtell deep in their own territory. Hunter will be standing inside his goal line.
Nice to see
Woodman back out at his 35-yard line in single safety. Miller will do the kicking with 5:01 on the third period clock, and Axtell still up by a half dozen points, 14-8. High kick sends Woodman back at the 35, catches over the shoulder, back at his 30. Now has goes the other way at midfield, and he stopped just inside Axtell territory at the 49-yard line. They may just spot it right at midfield.
Yeah.
So this is almost an identical scenario as the last Kennesaw offensive series, which took itself down to the 2-yard line. And they could not get in.
Oh, I tell you, you know the Blue Devils do not want to leave any more points on this field. Everything from here on out is going to get really tight and really tough for them. So they would do themselves well by digging in and moving those chains.
This one starts at the Axtell 49. Kennesaw has everybody in tight, eye formation. Robinson dots the eye. They hand it off to Schroeder, and he's going to be stood up for about a two-yard loss. Coming up and stopping him was the guy that was overthrown there just a moment ago on the pass. Bryce Runge came in from the defensive end spot, came down and got a nice penetration, stopped Schroeder, the fullback. Second down and 12.
You got to give it to this Axtell defense. They are absolutely doing a wonderful job considering how long they've been on this field to start the second half, and that little streak that Kennesaw can move the ball.
Kennesaw goes to a wider formation now. Woodman, the wide man, slot man to the right. Now they work it again. Sitzler keeps it himself, and he gets close to a first down, but he stood up about 2 yards shy. As, again, they show a pass formation and let Schnitzler, the quarterback, keep it. Nice hit there again by Miller. He's having a heck of a night on defense.
That's the best carry of the night for Schnitzler. He just picked up some nice blocks and a good read and gets down. Picked up 10 yards, but he's still about 3 yards short.
Third and three for Kennesaw. The ball is spotted inside the 35-yard line of Axtell at about the 36 or 7. And they go shotgun now with a slot and a wide man, Woodman, to the left side. This, again, they keep it with the quarterback getting the first down, falling forward. Schnitzler gets down to about the 20-yard line. They'll spot it at the 21 or 2, and they move the chains with that.
And that's
Kennesaw, remember, last drive got down to the 2, hurt themselves with a muffed pitch, and couldn't get the ball into the end zone. But they're keeping the pressure on here. Field position-wise.
Yeah, that's exactly what Kennesaw needs to do. They need to keep pounding the ball, and you're working against a tough defense, but, hey, if you can move the chain 3 and 4 yards at a time, you're going
to
get it.
Woodman wide to the right side. Robinson is the slot man right side. Back to pass firing in the flat, and it's gotten by Woodman there on a reception at the 20. Now they say it's incomplete. So Woodman can't hang on. Again, he was bracketed there by a couple 2-3 Axtell players. And down, I think, is Popple. Trevor Popple is down at the 20-yard line.
And I'm pretty sure Popple got hit by his own guy because when that pass was dipped in there, it popped straight up, and everybody dove at it, and Popple had his back to it. And
clock
may have taken a shot.
2:58. Let's take a 30 here. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the high school game of the week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Your score, Axtell 14, Kennesaw 8. We'll be back in a half minute.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Adam Central, still in a lightning delay. They're up 21-7 over Lexington.
The good news for us is apparently the storm cell is settling in there, so the coaches are meeting to try and figure out if they're going to try and get any more of that in. So if it stays at Lexington, it's not heading to Kennesaw. That's good.
And we like it. We want to keep it that way.
With all due respect to Patriot fans.
And we got to be careful. We have to go back that way.
Yeah,
exactly right.
On a more serious side, we still have an Axtell player down at the 20-yard line, and they're gonna pick him up off the turf. And that is not Popple. That was Benson, and that would be a serious loss for Axtell if Benson has to come up for any period of time. I think he just had the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because
and you know what? If you've ever had that happen, that's a scary deal. If it happens to you, you can't move. You can't breathe.
Yeah,
you know, it hurts. And you can't breathe, and they finally kind of calm you down, and he's going to walk across the field, and looks like he's going to be okay.
Obviously, a key member of the Wildcats offense, but he's a big hitter on the defense as well. So there's some holes to be filled here.
Second down now after that delay for the injury on Benson. Shotgun, Schnitzler, Kogan Thompson in the backfield with him. He's going to block, and Schnitzler keeps it himself down to the 20. 15, Schnitzler down to the 10-yard line. He's forced out of bounds by Miller on the near side. Nice block by Kogan Thompson there. And Schnitzler right off that block, went to his right, got to the 10-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10. It looks like they can theoretically get a first down before going into the end zone. There's about the width of a football distance between the forward chain and the pylon on the far side of the field.
That was Schnitzler's best run of the night, and it came at a very good time for Kennesaw.
Schnitzler under center. Robinson gets the give and go, and he goes off the left side, twists down inside to about the 5-yard line. He may not have gotten the 5, but he got forward progress of 4 to 5 yards.
Yeah, looks like they got a pretty good spot on it. They're going to give him 4 yards on the carry.
He still has second down, and I think we're going to say 6 yards to go based on where they actually spotted it. How quickly Schnitzler is out and in as he went to the sideline, got the play. They're already at the line of scrimmage. Robinson dots the eye, Kogan the up man. They fake it to him, and he'll keep it. And he gets down close to the goal line, dives for the chain, stays in bounds. He may have gotten that first down. He may have gotten that margin between the goal line and the forward chain. Maybe not.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be about a yard short.
So it'll be third down, and as Rob said, about a yard. If you look at the forward chain, it's maybe a yard to a half a yard beyond the goal line, and he has another yard to get to that chain. So we'll call it third down and about 2 yards for a touchdown, 1 yard for a first down. He sneaks it forward. Schnitzler, did he get into the end zone? I don't think he did.
No,
but let's see whether or not he got close enough for a first down. I think he might have gotten that. They may have first and goal to go inside the one. They're going to make a call for a measurement now. And with a minute 27 to go in the third, Kennesaw is knocking on the door, but so far, Axtell has not let him in. They bring the chain out and put it down, and it looks like he does have a first down. So first down, goal to go inside the 1 yard line for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They've been down here now the second time in the second half. Had a couple of tenacious defensive stands, forced punts from Axtell twice. First time we're not able to capitalize. Now it's first and goal to go inside the one. Deuce backfield, under center Schnitzler. Hand off straight up the middle, and he's going to get stopped.
Did not get in.
That was Schroeder, and he could not. No, was not either. It was Robinson, and he could not get in. And so Axtell is just really being stubborn here on defense. They push him back a little bit. It's second down and still about 1 yard to go, goal to go. 53 seconds to go here in the third. Kennesaw knocking for about the 10th play deep in Axtell territory. Pitch, Robinson got some daylight, got Pater. And Robinson scores for Kennesaw, and that ties the score at 14.
How big is this point after?
How big was the point after that Axtell tried and missed on the kick earlier? They, instead of going for two on their first touchdown, tried to go for one, and it was wide to the right by quite a margin.
But they got the two-point conversion, the second touchdown.
But now Kennesaw will have the opportunity to tack two on to their score and go up by two. Shotgun backs both sides of Schnitzler. Pumps once, fires. He's got a man, and it's going to be incomplete, and we're still tied. Tie ball game, 43 seconds to go in the third. Kennesaw Axtell at 14, back in a half minute with the kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Edwardshire product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And so Axtell gave up the touchdown, didn't give up the point after, and it is 14-all. Special teams, again, huge in this game. Schnitzler will tee it up and gives it a ride. Miller back and lets it go out of the end zone for a touchback. And now Axtell, for the first time, actually in the last two possessions, has some decent field position. They've been pinned back. Yeah. Deep in their own territory, the last two times they took the ball. They started at their two twice. And now at least they get out to the 15-yard line as the ball just noses that. And they break the huddle, and let's see who's in. Yes, Benson is in for Axtell. He was shaken up earlier. I formation. Anderberry's going to get the give, and he gets some yardage, gets the first down, carrying tacklers with him. And all of a sudden, you're seeing some fire in the eyes of the Wildcats as well as he gets across the 30-yard line and moves the chains and takes Kate Clark on a little tour of the
nice little
30-yard line.
I said he was hit about 5 yards. He was hit just a little bit past the line of scrimmage, and then he carried Clark for quite a ways before he's finally brought down.
He comes up under center, does Benson with the I formation. Anderberry is going to be the man. He gets to give that time, and he's got some running room, and he's one man away from breaking it. He gets down to the 35-yard line. He got tied up. Schnitzler tied him up, and he kind of fell after he broke that tackle, and that's what stopped him from going all the way. So Anderberry has got to have close to 100 by now also, doesn't he?
89.
35-yard line is where they're going to set that ball up after the carry by Anderberry and the first down for the Wildcats. They wind the clock at 13 seconds to go in the third period under center. And again, Anderberry's going to get the call. He'll be stopped this time right at the line of scrimmage by Kennesaw.
He may have even lost a yard on that one.
Dalton Bender stood him up there, and Cade Clark came over and put the finish on him. And that is the end of the third period of play. So after three, it's all tied at 14. Kennesaw, Axtell on the game of the week. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck whippets from Korb Walker Mowers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Axtell's got the ball back, and they have had success moving the chains here since they got it back. With 12 minutes to go in the ball game now. We start the first period.
North Platte and Fremont back underway. They had a little bit of a rain delay there. North Platte 17, Fremont 7. Kearney 28, Lincoln North Star 19. That's late in the third quarter. So Kearney,
the referees. I'm sorry, referees are having a little trouble getting their left and right together. It's second down 12 instead of second down 8 as they go off the sides of the field. Shotgun formation now. Axtell has a second down and about 12. Again, Anderberry gets the handoff, and again, Anderberry is going to be met before he even gets to the line of scrimmage. Justin Burr in there stopping him that time. I think it's not a bad assumption for Kennesaw just to key on Anderberry.
Well, and I tell you, as soon as you do that, though, you make Benson the hero, too. But Anderberry, two carries of consecutive carries of 17 to 15 yards, and now he's been stuffed on two consecutive carries.
Benson, who got hit earlier and is fine, but they pretty much
is back to pass out. Fires Runge. He's got a man wide open. It's Runge down at the five. Runge into the end zone. Touchdown, XL.
Number
35-yard touchdown pass. Wow. Just as soon as I'm trying to give an excuse for Benson there for maybe not having being 100%, he rears back and fires downfield, got Runge, and Runge, with extra effort, got into the end zone.
You don't get any more open than what Bryce Runge was.
And so it's a 20-14 ball game just like that, and Axtell will try for two. Shotgun. Anderberry in the backfield along with Benson. One wideout. Ball on the ground. Not going to happen. PAT will be stopped, and it's 20-14. Axtell climbs back to that 6-point lead. So we trade touchdowns here in the second half, and the margin is the same as it was at halftime. Different scores, same margin. Axtell 20, Kennesaw 14. We'll be back in a half a minute with the Axtell kickoff on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We don't have it in Hastings anymore, but don't be sad. You can still get it in Kennesaw. Godfather's Pizza, that is, at Godfather's Express. For a pizza you can't refuse, call Godfather's Express in Kennesaw, 402-752-3628. Godfather's Express is open from 3 to 9 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 3 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Jackie and Renee thank their customers and wish the Kennesaw and all the area athletes and teams good luck and successful seasons. Godfather's Express, 304 North Smith in Kennesaw.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Both teams have had mixed success on the points after touchdown. So we've got a 20-14 margin here. Axtell missed a kick attempt. They missed a two-point attempt. Kennesaw is 1-for-2 from the point after attempt, the two-point attempts as well. But now they've just traded touchdowns, and Runge will ring it up. At the 30, it's a high kick, goes into the end zone, drives Schnitzler right through the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback and a first and 10 at the Kennesaw at the 15-yard line of the Blue Devils.
Really shaping up to be a defensive battle coming up here. We've got 11 minutes and some change to go, and just like both coaches have talked about, it's going to be big here in the fourth quarter.
Now you say in regulation, because with just a six-point margin, you're talking one score to tie it and let the chips fall where they may. On special teams again, Schnitzler is under center. He hands it off to Robinson. Robinson's got a little bit of running room, and then that seam quickly closes up at about the 20-yard line on a 5-yard gain for Gavin Robinson, the junior running back.
I tell you, between Robinson and Anderberry, you just know one of these guys is just one missed tackle away from going for the big one.
Anderberry last time definitely was one tackle away. And I think it was Schnitzler that actually saved a touchdown. He tripped him up. Under center, Schnitzler. Again, on the slow draw, and it is Robinson getting up close to a first down. We'll see where they spot it. He needed to get to the 25, and he's going to be real close, but I think he's about a yard shy.
Maybe just
third down at a yard.
I'll tell you, that left side of that Blue Devil line was doing some super blocking.
Clock running to 10:20 to go in the fourth period. Third down coming with a yard to go. Schnitzler comes back in. Got some beef coming in now as Schroeder at fullback comes out.
Dalton Bender,
they've got
coming in.
Kogan Thompson, the up man now at fullback. And again, Robinson, the tailback, gets the. And I don't think he got it.
No, he did not.
I don't think he got it. It's going to be fourth down and a yard as the beef. It didn't make any difference because I think he kind of slipped up as he got the ball.
He may have
not had good footing getting to the line of scrimmage.
Brandon Benson just shot the gap and got just enough of the ball carry to knock him down. And it's going to be fourth and short. I wouldn't be surprised if Kennesaw goes for it here.
Well,
they're deep in their own territory.
Exactly what's going to happen. Fourth down and short, Kennesaw. And they put the money on the pony, Robinson, and did he get it or not? They pitched it wide to the left side, and Robinson fell forward, but did he fall forward to the 25-yard line?
We'll see where the spot is. There were a lot of helmets flying around.
And now they're going to be not taken by the officials on the field as they're looking back at Crossfield. Man, I tell you what, this is one of those deals where you put a playing card between the nose of the football and the chain, but they're going to signal first down for Kennesaw.
Yep, they're moving it.
That is the first down, Kennesaw.
They are moving. Gutsy call there by Craig Schnitzler, but they go to their horse, Mac Gavin Robinson. And with 9:20 to go here, they sustain that drive.
Coach Becker on the other sideline is wondering what happened to the measurement. They called for the measurement, but the white cap eyeballed it. He can look at it and see, yep, it's first down, and Kennesaw has a new set of downs.
Schnitzler back into the huddle with Schroeder at fullback this time.
Now Kennesaw's going to have to hurry.
Deuce backfield back to pass. Schnitzler scrambling under pressure, and he's still scrambling, and he's going to be hauled down way back at the 15-yard line.
Yeah.
Great pressure put on there by Axtell. Keenan Dobish led the charge. He finally wrapped him up, so it's going to bring up second down and a bunch. Second down and about 20 yards to go as they unleashed the kitchen sink there on Schnitzler. They got the playoff very, very quickly. I think they were trying to get Axtell in an awkward defensive position because,
right.
I mean, they definitely hurried the snap on that. He went back to pass and got snowed. Dylan Magnuson checks into the ball game for Kennesaw. And a timeout on the field here by Kennesaw.
Yeah.
So we've got 8:20 to go in regulation. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Your score, Axtell 20, Kennesaw 14 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Buy two, get two free. Right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire, buy two quiet riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8:20 to go on the clock here in the fourth period. Kennesaw has the ball.
It
looked like they had a sustained drive and then gave up a 10-yard loss on an attempted pass by.
That's a real, real momentum killer. When you make a gutsy call fourth and short in your own territory and then come back with a 10-yard loss,
yes,
that hurts.
Very, very strange because the game that the play that resulted in that loss, it looked like Kennesaw was trying to launch it early, and they had everybody in tight. They snapped the ball and quickly, and he went back. Schnitzler did for the pass, and Axtell was there just to bury him. Single setback, handoff on the delay to Robinson. He's got some running room, but he's not going to make it quite back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up third down and 11 yards to go for Kennesaw. The ball is spotted at the 25-yard line of the Blue Devils. They have to get up to the 35-yard line for the first down, and I mean right on the 35-yard line. There won't be much guessing if they nose the ball on that, because it's right on the line.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
how's the fire doing? Well, it's still burning.
Still burning. Get a little smaller, though.
Under center with an I formation. Schnitzler fakes it. Back to pass. Fires long. He's got Kane Clark out there. And Clark's got the football at the 20-yard line.
What a catch for Kane Clark. That ball, he almost overran it, and he slowed down, comes back, makes the catch, and he had two defenders on him when he made the catch, and he still was able to catch it and protect it.
And so it's first down and 10 on that nice pass made up for a multitude of sins there by Schnitzler to Cade Clark, who caught the 31-yard touchdown earlier in the ball game, and that's the second nice connection on that one. Schnitzler to Clark to the 20, and a first and 10 for the Blue Devils inside Axtell territory.
under center again. This time they got Kogan Thompson, the up man, blocking for Robinson, who gets the ball and goes inside the 15-yard line. Second down and five. Robinson's put his head down, and he carried those last 3 yards, and his knees were probably 2 inches above the turf. He was still driving, still pumping, and still got 5 big yards for Kennesaw. Clock running at 7:08. And the Robinson again dots the I with Schnitzler under center. They hand it off to Robinson. He goes straight up the middle, and he's close to a first down, although I think he's a yard shy, maybe a little less. They will move the chains on that. It'll bring up third down and about a yard to go. Axtell makes some defensive substitutions. Coming out of the ball game is Keenan Tobish, who holds down that middle ground there for the Wildcats. And Schnitzler comes in with the play from the sideline. Break the huddle. And they have everybody again in tight. Kogan Thompson is the up man, the fullback for Kennesaw. Hand off again. Robinson skirts the left side, falls forward. I think he got the first down for Kennesaw. If he did, it's going to be first down, goal to go just inside the 10. And they're moving the chain. That is. So they've got to get to pay dirt here. There's no first down available. Austin Schroeder comes in as the fullback. Coming out is the blocker, Dalton Bender, who did his job, as the first down is accomplished by Kennesaw. First and goal to go, just inside the 10. Everybody in tight. Back to pass. Schnitzler looking into the end zone, looking for Clark, and nobody. Interference is called.
I got a
sense of interference on Trevor Popple.
That was a penalty that did not need to happen, because that ball was barely catchable, if it was catchable at all. He had no reason to touch him whatsoever, and he did, and he was all over him, and the referee standing right there.
But having said all that, it was the right call.
It's still the right call. You cannot make the contact when the ball is in the air.
And so they have not yet marked anything off. They've got the penalty marker down inside the 5-yard line.
It'll be half.
They're going to mark it right down there where it's going to be first down, goal to go at the 5-yard line for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Kennesaw is down by 6 with just under 6 minutes to go in regulation. I formation. Pitch, Robinson, left side. He's going to be stopped for a loss.
Big pursuit, good tackle.
Anderberry, Runge, and Dobish are in there.
Anderberry came from the other side to come around and get him from behind and keep that from going nowhere. Anderberry, that's a super, super play.
And that brings up second down and goal to go, this time from just outside the 5-yard line. Woodman comes in as the wideout. Now, they have shown pass when he comes in numerous times, and they've got another man, Jacob Schuster, over to the right side as a wide person, but the quarterback tends to run out of that, and he does again. Pulls it down on the zone read, gets one man away, and goes down again inside the 5-yard line. They run that zone read like you see at the college level out of that spread formation. And it'll be third down, goal to go from about the 2-yard line.
Yeah.
Kennesaw's been here a couple of times in the second half, and they scored on one of them.
This is one score they cannot leave on the field. They have got to finish this one.
Defensive substitutes coming in for Axtell. Back in the ball game is Cameron Jockin. And now the wideout, Schuster, is late coming into the formation on the right side. Shotgun. They get it off on time. Aaron Sapp is back at the 15-yard line. Schnitzler picks it up, and he's going to be buried way back at the 20-yard line by Axtell. Back there for Axtell was Dallas Johnson.
That was huge.
And I think Jockin was back there as well. Jordan Miller also back over there, so it's going to be fourth down, goal to go from the 20-yard line, and for the second out of 3 times, Kennesaw has just damaged their chances for scoring with a first and goal to go inside the 5-yard line. They had a first and goal to go at the 5 after a pass interference call on Clark, not on Clark, but as a result of Clark's trying to catch the pass.
it is definitely going to be interesting. Kennesaw certainly has proven they can come up with a big play. It's fourth down. If you need a big play in the season, this is when you need it, right here and right now.
So it's 4:01 to go. I mean, their defense, you can't say this is their last possession because their defense has really been a snootful for Axtell here in the second half.
Yeah,
but Axtell did get that touchdown on the board again and maintained the same 6-point margin they had even at halftime. Now it is Kennesaw looking at fourth down and goal to go from the 20-yard line. They go spread. They go shotgun. Woodman is the wide man to the left side, and a timeout is going to be called this time by Axtell. And let's take 30 here. 4:01 on the clock, 30-second timeout. Axtell defending a 6-point lead, 20-14 over Kennesaw, facing a fourth down, goal to go from the 20 when we come back on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Embrasure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Kennesaw. Fourth down, goal to go from the 20-yard line. Back to pass, Schnitzler, scrambling around, looking long, looking into the end zone, and he overthrows his intended receiver. He was looking at Chance Widener, and it's incomplete, and so Axtell will get the ball at the 20-yard line, their own 20-yard line. They dodge a bullet big time. Did a nice job of taking advantage of the miscue on the snap by Kennesaw. Buried the quarterback for about a 20-yard loss, and Kennesaw couldn't overcome that score. So the Axtell defense did what they're supposed to do. We'll see if Kennesaw's defense can rise to the occasion. 3:55 to go in this one. Got some movement on the left side of that Axtell line, it looked like. So Axtell can't accomplish the clean first and 10, and again for about the fourth time tonight. Have had some technical problems on starting up the ignition key on the offense.
Yeah,
little misfire
go.
There. First down and 15 when they come back to the line of scrimmage. They've got the lead, but this is a tough one to sit on. Benson is in under center this time. I formation. Andy Berry dots the I, gets the call. And he's up across the line of scrimmage and falls forward for maybe a yard or so, but that doesn't, in the grander scheme of things, do a lot. Going to bring up second down and still greater than 10. Second down, we'll call it 13 yards to go for Axtell. As Benson goes to his sideline, picks up the play from his coach, Brian Becker, first-year coach for the Blue Jays. Got the Jays at 4-3 and coming in here and giving Kennesaw all they want. Kennesaw came into this one 6-1. District championship is at stake because Axtell's losses weren't to district teams. Under center again, Benson with the I formation. Anderberry gets the call, comes to the right side, tries to get the corner, got a little bit of it, and gets outside to about the 24-yard line. But they have to get all the way up to the 30-yard line for a first down, so it'll bring up a third down and 6. He got about half of what they needed, though.
Yeah, he made a nice run out of it, and if he could have picked up that last block, it would have given it to him, but he just got a little bit short. Good,
really good pursuit by Kennesaw.
Yeah, absolutely. That was sealed.
Any other team, and Anderberry is down the sideline. Kennesaw, good lateral pursuit, brought down Anderberry, a 1,000-yard rusher in the regular season. Now about 1,100-yard rusher at least.
Yeah.
I formation, Anderberry dots the I again, gets the pitch, right side, got a cutback, got a lane, got a first down, got the 40-yard line, and into Kennesaw territory at about the 39. What a beautiful cutback there by Anderberry as he got a convoy and then saw the seam and just quick as a hiccup, cut it back, got across for the first down, the midfield, and now at first and 10 at the 39 of Kennesaw.
And now the clock's going to be a big factor. We're right at 3 minutes, and Axtell doing a good job letting it wind down.
They need to hang on to this. Kennesaw needs a stop, and quickly. Benson under center this time. Calls out the signals, long count, first and 10. This time, Anterbury gets the call, and again, good yardage, gouges about 9, down to the 30-yard line. And Kennesaw showing some visible signs of being upset on the sidelines as one of their people just threw it on a towel. He saw that huge first down carry of 8 yards. Second down and 2 to go. The ball is spotted at the 31-yard line of Kennesaw. Clock at 2:17. Axtell with a half-dozen point lead on the football. I formation. Benson is under center. Calls out the signals. Long count, draining that clock. Still on the long count. Now, and Anterbury gets the call, gets the first down, and carries men with him down inside the 25-yard line. I tell you what, I like the discipline that Axtell is showing, draining the clock. I mean, they're taking an extra 7-8 seconds off that clock by maintaining discipline and not jumping off the line. We're under 2 minutes to play in this. Axtell, with a half-dozen point lead at 20-14, is doing a good job of hanging on to the football, getting the first downs, and draining the clock between plays. Benson again comes up and looks around, takes his time, crouches under center, still doesn't have his hands up against the butt of the center yet. Looking around, checking the clock. He's looking, and finally they snap the ball. Anterbury gets it, and again he's close to a first down as he gouges about 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah, I got to
come up second down and 2 to go.
They're doing everything right now. They are milking the clock. Good job by Benson to do that, but then Anterbury is just taking that ball and just punching it through the line, and he's picking up 6 and 7 yards per carry. He's really racking it up, and now here's Axtell inside the red zone.
Axtell is 1:03 from coming away with a win on this deal. They came in here 4-3. They could lead 5-3, and then, of course, we'll see what the playoff mix is over the weekend. And again, got some running room. Ought to be close to a first down.
I think he got it.
Follow that line. I think he did. It should be a first and 10 just inside the 15-yard line. 50 seconds on the clock as it stops as they move the chains, and Axtell has done exactly what they needed to do. How many times have you seen a team not do what they needed to do? Blow a lead.
Oh, exactly.
Give the ball up. But Axtell held on to that ball, and right. Like they're going to cruise into a 6-point win at least here, as they've got one man way back at the 25-yard line guarding against a fumble under center and waiting for the count. And he'll take a snap and a knee, and it is going to be Axtell coming out of this with a 20-14 lead.
Incredible.
As they can't stop the clock enough times for it to go down to zero. And so with 16 seconds to go, I don't know, do they have to snap it one more time or not? I'm not sure that they do. He took a knee at 25, and over in the west, there's lightning coming up. How about that?
I'm not looking.
We dodged a delay in addition. Holy mackerel, that is it. Your final score, Axtell 20. Kennesaw 14, picking up its second loss of the season to a couple football teams, losing to Overton and now the Axtell Wildcats. And as the teams on the field congratulate one another, it's been a very entertaining ball game. Thanks to the guys and gals here at Kennesaw for being hospitable. We're going to take a break and be back to wrap things up from Kennesaw with the final score, Axtell 20, Kennesaw 14 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? the Kroll Agency Incorporated.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I tell you what, eight man sometimes can be a tight ball game, as it was tonight. Half dozen point win for Axtell coming in here 4-3 against the 6-1 Kennesaw team on Kennesaw's home turf and fending off a very, very fired up Kennesaw ball club in the second half. They came out at halftime and really gave them a snootful as far as the defensive stand was concerned. They were pinned twice deep in their own territory. Kennesaw got deep into Axtell's territory three times in the second half. They came out with 6 points back, and that's all.
Shut out in the fourth quarter, and that's what both coaches said had to happen. Whoever scored in the fourth quarter was going to win this ball game, and that was Axtell.
And as we said, as the I don't know exactly where we're at, Lexington Adams Centralized, because they were in a lightning delay, but we're seeing some lightning now to the west of us, so it looks like those 40% chance of thunder showers are about 40% here.
Yeah, just about here. So,
okay, here's the way things happened. If you joined us in the second half, we're glad you were for that. But in the first half, Kennesaw drew first blood with 7:33 to go in the first period. A 31-yard Schnitzler to Clark pass and a successful two-point conversion made it 8-0. Axtell, a few minutes later, answered the call, and a Benson run, quarterback Brandon Benson ran it in, and the attempt for a single point was no good. That was kind of a curious call. That was the only real curious call of the evening,
it was
my opinion.
They made up for it, though, in their second score.
They did. But they tried for a single point, didn't make it, and the score remained 8-6 with 2:57 remaining in the first period of play. Then with 10:03 to go in the first half, Axtell capped a drive that started at their own 25-yard line with a 4-yard run by Anderberry and made it 14-8. And that 14-8 score, that 6-point margin, is where we stood at halftime. Coming out in the second half, Kennesaw had a tremendous amount of emotion in their defense and knocked Axtell into poor field position in two drives in the early going. One of those drives resulted in a touchdown. And it made it a 14-14 tie score with a point after attempt no good. Axtell, lucky for them, was able to answer with another six-pointer. Again, the two-point conversion was no good, and it was back to a 20-14 margin for Axtell, which took advantage of Kennesaw's third drive deep into their own territory when an errant snap forced quarterback
Tyler Schnitzler
back 20 yards. They had it first and goal to go after a pass interference at the 15-yard line. A bad snap went over his head. He had to go back and recovered it finally at the 20-yard line. Axtell was there to cover, and it instead of being first and goal at the 5, it was ended up fourth and goal at the 20-yard line.
Exactly.
Kennesaw turned it over on downs. Axtell took over from there and did exactly what they needed to do. They drained the clock, they got the first downs, and they ran it out without having to score anymore. Your final score, 20-14. Axtell coming in and beating Kennesaw by 6.
Well, I tell you, and there's two good things that come out of this. Three good things. Great ball game, first of all. Let's make that perfectly clear. Two very hard-fought battle here. Good game. Okay, Axtell wins the district championship. They're into the playoffs.
Right.
That's a gimme. Now you look at Kennesaw's points at 6-2, and they got some pretty good points as far as the PowerPoint numbers. They're likely to get in. We'll have to wait until I think it's noon tomorrow when the NSAA will release the pairings for next week.
Right.
But I would not be surprised to see Kennesaw in there. So they've got nothing to hang their heads down on.
Now, I'm guessing, folks, Axtell and Kennesaw, check our websites. You go to PlatteRiverRadio.com. You go to KLIQFM.com, KKPR.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, or HastingsLink.com. And on Monday, we will have some decisions as to what stations will carry what games. And I'm suspecting that Axtell and Kennesaw both will be broadcast by one of our stations.
I would imagine that.
And so that will be 1 week, actually from last night. It'll be Thursday of next week when the opening rounds occur.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's the way it'll work for these classes.
Right.
because there were some games that were played.
A's and B's, I think, start on Friday.
Right.
Okay. So I think C's and D's have the Thursday this week. I think they had, I think last year, A's and B's started on Thursday, and C and D starts Thursday.
I can't keep up at this point.
I tell you what, the minds that I have no idea what the rationale is. But anyhow, having said all that, we'll keep you apprised all week long as to, you'll have plenty of opportunity here where your favorite schools will be broadcast here on your Platte River Radio station. Okay, well, there we are. 6-point margin for Axtell through most of the game holds up, and it is a final of 20-14. The Axtell Wildcats go to 5-3, and Kennesaw comes out of the season, the regular season, at 6 wins and 2 losses. For Rob Osmond, Craig Eckert, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Your local sports favorites are here.